Open eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive what your Spirit says. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, there's a sweet anointing here. Just lift your hands to heaven. Ask him for some fresh oil. Today's a day of fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. You're going to either love it or hate it. You're going to either love it or hate it. See, today you're going to either love his presence or hate it, because the demons that are in you are causing you to hate it. So you're going to either love it or hate it. Now lift your hands. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, baba ba ko so shomo hotaya kasa shanda kasia. Yeah, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living oil. Yeah, glory. Grab your swords for a moment. Woo! How's everybody this morning? Are you blessed and highly flavored? That's really not sweat that's coming out of you, that's oil. Woo, yeah. Go ahead, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. Yeah. Yeah, glory. I guess we better start with Psalm 133. Psalm 133. How many of y'all know we're in the last minutes? Whew. Glory to the Lamb. We've just turned Friday night into Sunday morning. Whew. Would you read Psalm 133 with me, please? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, isn't it an honor and a blessing when we're all like-minded? It is like the precious what?
Oil
upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. See, that's what's happening to you right now. Thank God you women don't have beards. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Now understand this. This is what's happening right now. This is happening right now. God is pouring out fresh oil. Fresh oil. He's pouring out fresh. Everyone say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
And because of this fresh oil, it's in preparation. See, the oil has specific purposes. But see, he says when we are gathered together in unity, it's the blessing of God. See, God blesses you with the oil. And the oil brings blessing itself. And there are certain specific things with the oil. And that's why God is pouring out his oil right now. That's why it's so important to get in fellowship. That's why it's so important to be in unity. Why? So you can continue to drink and get the oil. It's fresh oil time. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9. And this is your day for fresh oil. Glory to the Lamb. Fresh oil. In verse 27. And as they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And he went on. But you stand here a while, that I may announce to you the word of God. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? Now go to verse 5. And after that you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen when you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with string instrument, a tambourine, a flute, a harp before them. And they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. See, so I want you to understand that the oil here is the point of contact. So the point of contact. So what happened is, in the Old Testament, they used to pour oil, and then they're still doing it now in the New Testament. The Bible tells us to anoint the head of the sick. So the oil was a representation of God's presence, and it was the point of contact. So what he was saying here, okay, now you've been appointed to be a part of God's steward about taking care of his inheritance. See, when you become a steward of the Lord, you are taking care of God's inheritance, aren't you? So the anointing, the oil that he placed upon him, then he gave him instructions. Then he said, now listen, I want you to go to a specific place. And in this specific place, they'll be prophesying. They'll be praising and worshiping the Lord. And in this presence, that anointing, that oil that I placed upon you will saturate you. Not because it's just the oil, but because of the point of contact, because it's covenant and promise that I've just touched you with. And the presence of God will come upon you and change you. Hello. Now look it. In verse 7, he says, and let it be when these signs come to you that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. You know, so many times people come to a worship service and they don't do it. He says, do what's going on right there. Man, just get in. Quit trying to figure it out. Don't be a calculist. Don't try to calculate how many drops God's pouring out. Just get underneath the whole bucket. And get saturated with his presence. Because when you're trying to figure it out, he's already walked by you. Hello. So do as the occasion demands. Now look at what happens. In verse 9 it says, so it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. And all these signs came to pass that day. See, something happens when the anointing and the oil comes upon you. Your heart changes. It breaks. That hardness of your heart begins to open up to God and say, Lord, I want you. Why? Because when that oil touches you, there's nothing else that you want but his presence more and more and more. You can't live without it from that point on. Anything else that comes across your path is not satisfying enough but to get back into his presence, no matter what it is in your life. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 10. Fresh oil. That's what we're going to call today's expression of the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 10. Oh, it's a good day to die, isn't it? In verse 27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the what? Anointing oil. Now let me share with you. See, the anointing oil breaks the yoke of worldliness in your life. It breaks the yoke of what? Worldliness in your life. Why? Because the things of the world are bondage. Remember, the world is known as Egypt. It's known as the house of bondage. So as you come out of the world, see, so many times we're trying to come out, but we're still attached to so many things we can't get loose from. We're still involved in lust and fornication, lying, stealing, selfishness and greed and all of these other things. You can't even keep a promise or a covenant you make. Why? Because you're still attached to the world. But I'm telling you, as you get in God's presence and that anointing comes upon you, it begins to break the yoke, break the hardened heart, fill you with his Spirit. And there is nothing else that you want but his presence from that night forward. So the anointing does what? Breaks the yoke of worldliness. Go to Matthew 26. In Matthew 26 and verse 6. I'll be right back. Let me put a sign that says return in 5 minutes. Matthew 26 and verse 6. Read it with me. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head and where? As he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Man, they were still in the flesh, you know. Even though they hung around Jesus, I'm telling you can hang around with people that are believers and never get what they got because you haven't surrendered to it. Verse 10. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my what?" So what does the oil do to you? Buries you. Why? It what? Buries you. Why do you think the devil always tells you don't go to service? Why do he always tell you don't go, don't get in praise and worship? You kidding, man? You praise and worship, he loses you. He doesn't want you to praise and worship God. Why? Because then the devil will lose you. You get lost in the presence of God and the devil will lose sight of you. See, so what happens then is when you come out of the presence of God, you come out with Holy Ghost boxing gloves. And you go up to him and go, "Pow, devil! I'm tired of your stuff." See, now you can see him because your scales have been removed. Now you got boldness and authority. The Holy Spirit comes through and starts speaking through you, and the sword of the Spirit comes out of your mouth. And you load up that Holy Ghost bazooka and you start looking for him now. See, he was looking for you. Now he's hiding from you. Why? Because he knows that you just came out of the presence of the throne room of God and a fresh oil is upon you. Now you're looking for him. What are you doing? Now you're able to see how he can entangle as he rides the backs of people, as he rides the heads of people. You can see the tails of demons coming out of people. Oh, see, because now you can see things that you couldn't see before. See, so the oil is for your burial. And that's fulfilling the scripture that he who's in Christ, because Christ represents anointed one, is a new creation, and old things have passed away and all things have become new. But that's why you got to stay with the fresh oil. See, when you begin to get miserable, the thing you're miserable about is because you ain't got fresh oil. You need an oil change. You need to get that old filter all clogged up and get it out of there, man, and get a fresh oil change. Listen, what happens is, now listen to this. See, so this burial, the reason why the oil comes and the anointing comes is for your burial. Now, think about this. Jesus was crushed. He was crushed so that you could receive the oil. How do you get oil? It comes out of crushed olives, doesn't it? Whatever oil comes out of something that's been crushed. See, so you've got to get crushed. See, the oil prepares your burial. Just as Jesus was crushed for you to receive it, now you stay crushed in the presence of God for it to flow through you. That's why the Bible says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So that humbleness that maintains the presence of God in your life. See, when you begin to step in pride, it becomes stinky, nasty. You can't deal with it. Why? Because it's going to drain you. And when you begin to feel that sense of drain, you know that you're in the flesh. You got to stop right away. Don't try to figure it out. Don't calculate it. Kill it. And then lift your hands to heaven and get another fresh drink. Hello. Everybody all right? So as you praise and worship the Lord, because what Jesus paid on the Christ for you, on the cross for you, that exchange continues. That exchange continues because he wants to give you everything that he has paid the price for you. Everything. Go to Psalm 141. Psalm 141. Would you read it with me? Start at verse 1. "Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as an incense, the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who do iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies." What was he protecting? He was protecting the presence of God. He was protecting the oil in his life, the anointing. Verse 5. "Let the what? Righteous strike me." Now let me hear how many people would say that. "Lord, let the righteous strike me." Yeah, right. See, David knew the purpose of the presence of God in his life. When he said, "Lord, let the righteous strike me," he didn't care. "Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a what? Kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be a what? An excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it." For still my prayers against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. So what, listen, what David was saying is, please, Lord, protect, help me protect the oil in my life. Help me protect the anointing in my, put a guard over my lips and my tongue, Lord. Lord, please hide me. You know, let the righteous strike me so I stay humble so that I can maintain your presence. He was willing to do everything he could to maintain the presence of God in his life. Go to Psalm 89. Now, how many of you know you're grafted in now? Now you're part of even David's family line. So the things that are spoken even of David's promises and covenant is a part of you. All right, then go to Psalm 89 and verse 20. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. What kind of oil is that? Holy. That's why he's called Holy Spirit. Holy oil. I've anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Oh, this is what happens when the oil's on you. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. Wow, brings wisdom, doesn't it? Brings authority and power. Nor the sons of the wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. Hallelujah. Now check that out. See, this is a part of your covenant. This is a part of your inheritance. Because that oil is a seal of your inheritance. See, now the inheritance is there and it flows as the anointing is on you. It does not flow. Your inheritance has nothing to do with flesh. You receive the inheritance of the Lord as you are in the anointing and in the presence of God. That's how it flows. See, so many people are trying to receive their inheritance from God, but they're flesh, they're carnal. They haven't been filled. Are you hearing? It don't come to you that way. It comes to you in the Spirit, through the oil, through the presence of God. That's why people need to have people pray for them, because they got the anointing to bring it to them. But the thing is then the devil comes and takes it from them because they don't have the anointing themselves. Are you here? Go to Psalm 92 while we're here. Psalm 92 in verse 8. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with what? Fresh oil. Man, he's ready for battle again. He just got anointed with fresh oil. He just had an oil change. He says, I'm ready to go for another 60,000 miles. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. Why? Because he can see now, can't he? My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. He can hear now. Do you understand? That's the importance of the oil, the fresh oil. That's why you must be refreshed in the oil and the presence of God. Why? So you can see, so you can hear, so you can have strength, so that you can have boldness to do what you're supposed to do. And the inheritance comes to you. The righteous shall what? Flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. If you've ever seen individuals that are really old right now, I mean in their 90s, and they're still walking in the anointing, man. You know, you may have to carry them to a chair, but I'm telling you what, the power and the presence of God is still flowing through them. It don't matter. And they're still getting revelations. They're still laying hands on sick and they're being healed. Why? Because the anointing never ages. Never ages. That's why you got to have that fresh oil every single day. Are you hearing? Defeats your enemy, doesn't it? Isaiah 61. Lord, spread that anointing. Spread it all over, Lord. Let the oil flow from this tree right here. Let the flood of the oil wipe out this whole park in Jesus' name. Isaiah 61 and verse 3. Let's start at verse 1. Isaiah Woo, come on, lift your hands up and get a chance. Oh. Isaiah 61. Are we there yet? Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. Come on, say it. To what? Preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. This is what's happening right now. Why? So that we may declare the acceptable year of the Lord. See, we know that the Lord is returning soon. And it's our responsibility to declare the truth to all those who do not know what's going on. Most people don't even understand the feast of the Lord, do they? But it's our responsibility too. It's time to be trained up, not preached to. It's time to be what? Trained up. We've got to know what's going on in the Spirit and the things in appointed times of God. And this is brought forth because of the desire when the oil comes on you. This is, happens. See, because when you get touched by the oil, something happens. You just got to say, man, I got to have more. I don't know what it is. You know, you get to a point where it don't matter no more. It doesn't matter about your job, your family, nothing. The only thing that matters is about more. More of Him, and then everything else falls in place. See, but the devil will try to put things between you and God. That's his job. Oh, but what about what? What about? Forget what about. This ain't the butt ministry. We're the head, not the tail. Everything will fall into place. See, because that oil will cause you to trust God. Why? Because you're dead. You just got buried. Right? So can you ever talk to a dead man? Never. No response, is there? You can't go to a dead man and say, listen, man, you didn't pay your rent this week. He don't care. In fact, where he's at now, I hope he don't care either. See what this oil does, and that's why we got to have this fresh oil. It brings joy. Joy. James chapter 5. See, you've been anointed this morning for death. For your burial. So all your sweat is oil. So keep it to yourself, all right? The Bible says drink out of your own citron. James chapter 5. James chapter 5 and verse 13. It's one of my favorite scriptures here. I love it. Would you all read it with me? It says, if any among you suffering, let him pray. Hello? You suffering? Yeah, will you pray for me? No, you go pray. You go pray. You're suffering, go pray. First seek ye the kingdom of God yourself, and then all things will be added to you. See, God's waiting for your voice to hit the throne room first. Then He'll add help all the way around. Let him what? Pray. If anyone's cheerful, let him sing psalms. If any among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So we see that the oil is also for healing, isn't it? It's a healing oil. That's why we anoint people sometimes in the area where we're praying for a healing. Why? Because there's a point of contact. Now, healing is not the same as miracles. Miracles is instant. Healing is a process. But while we're praying for people's healing, we ask the Lord to manifest a miracle during the healing. Now, I want you to understand something, that all the oil flows according to obedience. It does not flow according to disobedience. That's why people are still making decisions, wrong decisions, because the oil, the presence of God, will bring clarity. It brings sight. It brings hearing. It brings a thirst and hunger. It don't matter what, you want to do the right choice. You want to make the right decision, the right choice. You want to purchase the right thing. You want to do the right thing before God, because it also brings a fear of God and a reverence to Him in everything that you do. Go to Revelation 6. Revelation chapter 6. And verse 5. Revelation 6 verse 5. And when He opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the what? Oil and the wine." See, when you're oiled up, it's a hedge of protection around you. He says, do not harm the what? Oil and the wine. That's why it's so important. That's why God is bringing revival right now, because it's one of the greatest battles. It's the greatest right now. We're having the largest harvest going on. It's happening. God is pouring out His Spirit, fulfilling His Word. Large harvest. Very large harvest right now. But the thing is we got to be oiled up. We got to be prayed up. It's time. It's no more time to try and fix your life. It's no more time. It's time to let God be God and let Him fix what needs to be fixed. Time has run out. The only thing you got to be concerned on is staying filled with the oil of God so that you can listen, so you can see. He'll speak to you more in dreams and visions. You'll know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The whole thing is it helps you wait also, because while you're waiting in His presence, nothing matters. Are you hearing? The oil of protection. And what is this for? Fulfilling Matthew 25. Go there, please. Matthew 25. Verse 1, girls. Verse 1. Let's start there. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took what? No oil. Now the virgins represent believers because they've been washed by the blood. So he's saying that there were 5 foolish and 5 wise. Do you understand it right now? This is it. We got to stay filled with the oil of God. Verse 5. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to go buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were what? Ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward, the other virgins came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." See, so this is where we're at. The Son of Man is coming. He's on his way. Do not get caught with no oil. You'll be left behind. This is where we're at right now. The scripture is being fulfilled, and it's been staying fulfilled since the first of this year. January 2008. 2008 is talking about the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins, because it's a new beginning. We are getting ready for the return of the Lord. It doesn't matter about anything else. You got to stay filled with the oil of God. Why? So you can see, so you can hear, so you can be empowered with boldness, so you can be under the hedge of protection, and so you don't miss the ride home. Amen. Amen. That oil's your ticket on that bus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's nothing worse than a miserable Christian, right? See, so it brings joy too. It brings healing. You got to stay filled with the oil. That scripture is being fulfilled right now and will continue until the Lord returns. You understanding? That's why it's important to get in the presence of God and worship, 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 die, 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 and worship. Everybody all right? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be imparted to grow and bear fruit for your glory. Let us stay filled with your oil. Your oil. Your oil. Your oil. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name.